I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. This afternoon, local health officials talked about the cases and care of people impacted by COVID-19. The director of Siouxland District Health, Kevin Green, says it appears the disease is leveling off in Woodbury County. However, the true impact of opening up more of the state won't happen until late next week.
Because anybody that has now gone out and begin to participate in these group activities, you know, it takes a while for the symptoms to develop.
Green says Woodbury County is top in the state for the number of residents tested at 11.5%. And of people tested last week, 17% were positive for infection. And this week, the rate is 13%.
We need to get those positives identified so we can support them in recovery. And I think that's what's important to us as a public health agency and also as a community.
Green made his comments during a news conference with leaders of Sioux City's two hospitals, who say the number of patients treated at their facilities continues to fall. However, they saw more critically ill patients than first expected when the surge started in mid-April. Beth Hughes, the president of Mercy One, says since the pandemic, almost 120 patients have recovered from the disease.
There is so much hope out there.
Hughes and the head of Unity Point Health St. Luke's admit revenues fell because they couldn't perform elective surgeries. They were forced to reduce staff, hours, and conducted furloughs. The exact number of workers wasn't released.
So its impact on the healthcare industry has been devastating. There's no question about that. We've responded to that very similarly, in fact, identically to the way that Unity Point has.
Hughes also expressed concern about people easing up on social distancing and wearing masks while in public.
And the one thing I say to people is, you may be over it, but it is not over. And we need to continue to protect ourselves, our family members. The best way to protect our healthcare workers is by making sure you're being safe out in the community.
Woodbury County added 27 new cases of COVID-19 for a total of more than 2,800 infections. Dakota County saw a dozen new cases for more than 1,700. There have been 64 deaths in the Sioux City metro area due to COVID-19 complications. And a march took place in Sioux City this afternoon. It started at Cook Park with prayer and words of unity.
Tell somebody I can breathe now. Let us have prayer. Everyone that can, I ask that you take a knee with me.
The group then walked just over a half mile away to police headquarters. They were joined by Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller, who says what happened in Minneapolis is not us. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.